This is the 5 o'clock report, 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial-free. I'm Jeff Kaplan. KSL's top story, today's record temperatures means spring runoff is rushing down the mountains, but city water managers are not worried like they were last year. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobe begins our team coverage.
Last year's record snow created fast-moving water, and Sugar House Park flooded to hold it all in check. This year, hundreds of people are here at the park on a nice day like today. And Public Utilities Deputy Director Jesse Stewart says we are not in the same situation as a year ago.
Last year really allowed us to test the system, and this year we're watching the snowpack and what we've got going on. We're not concerned. I mean, we're going to continue to watch for the snowpack and any late storms and the weather patterns that come through.
Stewart says we're also in a great spot this year for having enough water as we head into the hotter months. But he does warn that for pets and children, any amount of water in the rivers could lead to an emergency. Reporting at Sugar House Park, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Folks who are around Salt Lake in 1983 remember the river down State Street. It was caused by too much snow melting too quickly. KSL News Radio's Dan Bamas says we're unlikely to see a repeat. Our team coverage, Utah's spring runoff, continues.
Clogged culverts were part of the problem that caused urban flooding in 1983. A lot of work has been done since then. The channel that carries City Creek west to the Jordan River has been replaced. Salt Lake County Public Works Director Scott Baird says the Little Dell Dam was another big improvement.
Salt Lake City uses that for water supply, but they leave a portion of that for empty for storage for flood control purposes.
Baird says new detention and debris basins have also been built to keep creeks from overflowing. Dan Bamas, KSL News Radio.
By the way, Sugar House flooded a year ago today. People living downstream from Penguich Lake can relax. They're no longer being told to be ready to evacuate. Garfield County says they're making progress with mitigation efforts on that leaky dam that we've been telling you about all week. We've tied the record for the warmest April 12th on record. That record, 81 degrees, last hit in 1936, but the warmth isn't going to last.
A little storm comes by Monday, 40% chance of some valley rain and mountain snow. Temperatures fall into the 60s, and the next week is a little bit cooler, but still not bad. Near 60 degrees all week, partly cloudy to mostly sunny, lows generally in the 40s.
But while it's still warm, spring fever hit hard today. KSL found some parents taking advantage in West Valley City, along with some visitors who are more used to April snow showers.
Yeah, wake up and see that it's 60 degrees at 10 o'clock. I had to be outside immediately.
It's nice. It's beautiful. Well, I'm not used to the snow. So this time around, I'm really happy that it's not snowing.
That woman was here from Los Angeles to visit grandkids and was grateful she didn't have to pack a winter coat. Kevin Eubank says tomorrow stays warm with breezy sunshine. Expect highs in the upper 70s. Well, as the temperatures go like this, from hot to cold, cold to hot, your health could pay a price. A new study from Neurology finds that extreme temperature fluctuations could be a factor in nearly 500,000 deaths. It could increase cases of disability. This study looks at data over the last 3 decades and finds that reaching record highs and lows frequently increases the risk of stroke. The U.S. House has voted to reauthorize a key part of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the fate of the act was in jeopardy after former President Trump claimed without evidence that it was used to spy on his campaign. ABC National Security Analyst Mick Mulroy says Mr. Trump's complaints about this particular measure are mistaken.
If an American is picked up on this, there are restrictions on how that can be used. They remove either the content of the person or the name or both.
The bill passed after lawmakers agreed to shorten its renewal to 2 years so Mr. Trump can push for changes if reelected as president. Utah's congressional delegation was split on the issue with 2 voting yes and 2 voting no on the measure. A dozen Manhattan residents are soon to become the first Americans ever to sit in judgment of a former president charged with a crime. Jury selection is set to start Monday in former President Trump's hush money trial. Mr. Trump saying today that he will testify in that case. And President Biden today canceled $7.4 billion in student loan debt. The president taking smaller, targeted actions for certain subsets of borrowers after the Supreme Court struck down his plan to wipe out $400 billion $1 million in debt last year. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chalaos, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 5:05. First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. Here's Ricky Mies.
Slow and go and stop and go speeds remain northbound I-15 from the North Temple area all the way up to 4th Northwest Bountiful, but all lanes of travel are open. Overflow delays northbound on the West Belt from California Avenue up to Legacy and northbound on Legacy from 215 into Bountiful. I-215 South Belt also seeing delays going eastbound from Taylorsville over to the I-15 junction. Ricky Mies in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks, Ricky. KSL News Time, 5:06. If